BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's podcast, and we've got some more news about Wednesday's very exciting relationship transfer deadline day. It's our call to dial a carol in America, our annual call to get us feeling festive, and they sing to us. And why did Mason Noyes miss the group performance on X Factor Final? Find out in Real or No Real with Greg James.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
I really enjoy an Eartha Kitt moment at this stage before Christmas. That is Santa Baby on BBC Radio 1. Michael says Louisa should have done that as her first single. Well, I enjoyed the little bottom wiggle you're doing there, Chris, and a little kind of face of fish that you were doing, like, oh.
It's cheeky. The song's cheeky.
It is cheeky. Maybe I was listening to the Michael Bublé version of that yesterday, and he's tried to macho it up. Have you heard it?
No, have you got the album?
Yeah. He's like, Santa buddy, put a Rolex under the tree. Oh. It's like, it's a bit weird. That, like, it should be a girl singing that song because it's kind of sexy.
Yeah, but it's not sexy when me and you pull the faces at each other that we were throughout the song.
Oh, no. That was Eartha Kitt and Santa Baby.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's the X Factor winner's song. And it is Radio 1's track of the day. It's out now. That's Larisa Johnson, your X Factor winner. Not Reggie and Bolly. I think we're a little bit gutted. We were last night, weren't we? Do you remember?
Yeah, well, it's only because I do think Louisa's going to do brilliant regardless. Yeah. You don't necessarily need to win the X Factor to become big, do you?
Really not.
So she's going to do great.
There's a band that were on last night that have done absolutely fine out of not winning.
True that.
And I was looking forward to the first song because, like, Fuse ODG would have blatantly been on it.
Yeah.
It would have had a donk on it.
Definitely. Well, no, I'm sure they will have music out.
Definitely. What I found really funny last night was it must be so hard to be a judge on the final because there's nothing to say. And you can't be negative because it's the final, it's the last two people in it. But they even admitted it last night. Guru was like, I'm running out of ways to tell you that you're good. Because it's hard. You can say incredible, amazing, smashed it, etc.
Yeah, it would have been awesome if they kind of just said, look, we know you're brilliant, you can sing really well, but here are some negatives.
Yeah.
And they were forced to pick negatives on it.
You know when someone's leaving your work and you have to go to the leaving drinks, even though you don't really know them, and then you have to say something nice? Right, imagine that, and now listen to this from Simon Cowell on last night's show, okay? So you're at the leaving drinks, you don't know this person. Not particularly bothered, but you do have to say a few words.
I just want to say that you have been an absolute pleasure to work with. So much fun. Never had an artist like you. Love your families.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I know you weren't very well, but I did give you a bit of homework, didn't I, to listen to Purpose, the Justin Bieber album. You done that yet?
No, especially not when I'm ill. Because if you're trying... No, what I mean is, if you're trying to convert me to be a full-on believer, that's not the time to test it, is it? Because when you're sick, it puts you off whatever's happening at the time, doesn't it?
The title track, which is called Purpose, would have actually made you feel more nauseous, to be honest. I mean, it's a great album, but that one's a little bit like, whoa.
So sorry I haven't done my homework, I was ill.
Oh, sorry miss. Right, what should we do on today's show? Because you're keen for Dial a Carol, right?
I just think we need to get a bit more festive. It really feels to me everything needs to be ramped up a little bit more towards the Christmas period. I want us to get on with some of our Christmas traditions, if that's okay.
Okay, so...
I'm talking wrapping ourselves up in paper. Right. I'm talking Dial a Carol, those kind of things.
If you've never heard it before, maybe you're a new listener to Radio 1. Every year for a long time... If you've never heard it before, maybe you're a new listener to Radio 1. Every year for a long time now, I have called up this service, which is run by students, voluntary students at the University of Illinois. And they do a 24-hour carol service where you can ring them and request any carol.
It's ridiculous. They just answer the phone. There's people there to answer the phone with it.
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
Now, Chris wants to do this again today. I say that we've done it. What else is there to do? Okay, you ring up, you ask for a carol, some Americans sing it for you, that's it.
Just don't be a Scrooge. Let's just do it. It's a tradition. Just let me do it once.
We had this conversation last year. I was like, we need to move on from it. You're like, no, we need to do it. It's a tradition. What time do you want to do it?
Stop ruining Christmas. Let's do it today.
Okay. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, so I've done this for so long. It's a 24-hour phone line at the University of Illinois. Every Christmas time they do it. And you call them and they sing you a Christmas carol of your choice. And it just kind of is supposed to get you really festive.
Yes.
I'm just calling them now.
Traditions.
Thank you for calling Dial a Carol. Your call will be received shortly after this message. Please have your name, location where you are calling from, and the holiday song you would like to hear ready for when we answer your call. Please be patient, as it may take us a few moments to get to your call. Thank you, and happy holidays!
Are we really doing this again? We do this every year.
Why have you got to keep putting a down on things? It's Christmas. It's just traditions.
Someone, just calling up and asking someone to sing.
But it's traditions. I don't understand why you want to upset me and other people that enjoy this kind of thing. Don't ruin it, Scott.
What do you mean?
So we do this every year.
I mean, it is the same every year.
It's great. Don't ruin it.
Just someone singing you a Christmas carol.
Shush.
I've never had to hold before.
Darling,
I'm just saying it must be very, very busy.
You'd think they'd put Christmas songs on hold.
Yeah, what's this? Spa music. Oh, I do feel like I'm in a spa now. Lush. Remember that spa we went to in Cavos? It wasn't a spa, was
I'm
it?
I'm trying to focus. Ruining it.
Wasn't a spa.
It wasn't a spa.
Well, it wasn't really. Just a room attached to the hotel, do you remember? And you had your first massage. And you made appreciative noises all the way through.
Must be busy.
I mean, this is lovely hold music, but we are a new music radio station.
Hang on for a little bit more.
I need to play a song. I tell you what, as soon as they answer, we will drop out of the song and we'll go to them.
Promise?
Okay? Promise. I promise you. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, we're off hold. We've got a response from Dial a Carol.
Speaking.
Mills, we're on. Are you ready?
Yep. Hello?
Hi, thank you for calling Dial a Carol. May I ask who's speaking?
Hello there, it's Chris.
Where are you calling from, Chris?
I'm calling from the UK.
All right. What would you like to hear?
I'm so excited to speak to you.
We're excited too.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. What song would you like to hear?
Can you set the scene for me a little bit first? What are you wearing?
I am wearing a shirt that says Hakuna Matata.
Yes. What a wonderful phrase.
Yes.
It's not very Christmassy though.
I think it's every day.
Why don't you put a Santa hat on?
I don't have one.
No?
No, it's early for Christmas.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm nearly ready. I'm really excited about this.
What would you like to hear, Chris?
My friend keeps telling me that it's rubbish that I should want this so much, but it's just become a thing every year now, hasn't it?
Yes.
Can I request, please, and by the way, have you got any friends in the background?
Yeah, but I think they're taking calls right now.
Oh, are they? How many?
Like three.
Three. Do you want us to just crack on?
Yeah.
Can I have, please, can I have Little Donkey?
Oh, I don't... Is that one of the first... That was... I think that's the first request for that one, and I don't really know.
No way.
The second one?
It's a banger.
Do you have a second one?
It's probably one of the best songs, best Christmas songs ever.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go home and listen to it.
Little Donkey, you know, Little Donkey. Everyone knows that.
No.
No way.
1 second, let me see if someone knows it.
All right.
Does anyone know Little Donkey?
No, not the 6:30 crew.
Oh, you're lying. One of you must know Little Donkey.
No, I'm sorry.
I can play you a little bit on my phone if you want.
All right.
And then you can sing me a little back. I have my heart set on Little Donkey.
Alrighty. All right. Play me a little bit of it then.
Little Donkey. You know the one.
Alrighty, I can do it then.
Here we go.
Ready? You ready?
Ready.
Alright. Little donkey, on a dusty road. Gotta keep on plodding onward with your precious load. Been a long time, little donkey, through the winter's night. Don't give up now, little donkey, Bethlehem's in sight. All right, here you
go. That was good. Oi, were you singing along to a video there? I could hear someone
no,
in the background.
There was someone sitting next to me singing.
Oh, someone what? So I had a duet there.
Yes, you did.
Who can I look? It's a very special request. Can I get a couple of others involved in this? Let's make it a group session.
All righty, what's that?
Let's have some fun with this. Who have we got?
What song?
What about that? You know the one, Baby It's Cold Outside?
Yes, of course.
The duet one where people sing over the top of each other. You know the quite stressful one?
Yes, I know that one. Let's see if we can get the timing right.
Yeah. Oh, this is a challenge.
All right. Are you ready?
What's the name of your friend, please?
What's your name?
Kate.
Ree.
We have Kate and Ree here, two other girls.
Oh, this is going to be great. So, okay, you all know what to do.
Yeah.
Let's get on with it.
All right. I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so very nice.
Hold your hands, they're just like
my mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
my
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurt.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put the record on while I
the
pour.
Neighbors might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Say what's in this drink?
Can't see my hat out there.
I wish I knew how.
Eyes are like starlight.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
well.
Have to say no, 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 say.
Mind if I move in?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't say.
Baby, don't hold out. Oh, but it's cold
outside. Yes! So good.
That.
Oh, that was... Do you know what? That was my favourite.
I'm glad. Are you satisfied now?
Very satisfied. Three girls, Baby It's Cold Outside. It doesn't get better than that.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. That was my absolute favourite. You've made my Christmas.
Thank you for calling.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yes.
In case I say hi to One Direction.
Say hi to One Direction.
Sure.
Yes.
All right. Shall I say hi to the Queen?
Yes, her too.
Anyone okay. else?
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran. Yeah, okay. Got it.
Alrighty.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Oh, they were great. That is the most stressful song of all time, though, Baby It's Cold Outside.
That was my favourite.
I'm now singing.
I'm interrupting you
and
some more.
You are interrupting me more.
Oh, so fun.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jack's been on. He's at work. He's just started a new job, right? So, 21, and he's got his headphones on listening to Radio 1, which is allowed in the office. But then all his new colleagues are like, mate, why are you listening to Little Donkey? That's weird.
Oh, because it's too loud and they can, they can hear
like,
it.
All they can hear is Little Donkey. Casey says, yes, the epic Christmas tradition of Dial a Carol is back on. What was their phone number? I want to ring them. Tom, I'm never giving that out. You can find it easily online. I've done that before and they had a bad time.
Do you think you need to give it a go at some point as well?
I think later in this week I could call up Dial a Carol because I've got a few ideas myself. I'd like to hear something in a bit of a different style.
Yeah.
Gemma says, actually crying at my desk listening to Little Donkey with my earphones in. All my colleagues are going, what the?
They're so good, aren't they?
They're so good.
Because I think they do that 24 hours a day as well.
Yeah, and they will sing whatever you want.
Love them.
Also, that girl, a little bit like Ariana Grande in the way she sounds when she talks.
I am wearing a shirt. sorry, this is Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, that's her. And here's Ariana.
I haven't announced the date yet, but I'm very excited. It's coming. It's coming. It's almost finished.
Maybe a little octave higher there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, that is Taylor Swift. It was her birthday yesterday. Did you send anything?
What do you mean? Did I send her what?
Well, she's our leader. You're supposed to send her something. Or at least remember, maybe send a Facebook message or something.
I don't know how you would get a birthday card to her.
Well, that she's trying to copyright 1989 at the moment as a thing.
Is she?
I mean, she can do what she wants. Taylor Swift, she does what she wants. Because she is our leader. But seriously, you can't really try and copyright a year, sweetheart. I know it's the name of your tour in that and the year you were born, but yeah. How are you coping one day into the hiatus?
Oh, the One Direction hiatus.
I'm missing them a bit.
How did you feel last night? Did you get emotional?
I had a little twinge when they started doing the emotional kind of messages and that. And I'll tell you what got me a little bit was all the pictures from the last 5 years behind them as they were performing on X Factor. Yeah.
Were you a bit gutted that you weren't in the video montage wishing them well?
No, not really.
Honestly.
No. How did you feel?
I felt all right, yeah. Do you know what? I just wanted them to be more emotional. I thought that it would be... Because it's a big moment, that, isn't it? The final performance. I kind of thought they would be in tears and a bit more...
Do you want them to cry a bit more?
I guess so, yeah.
It was just a standard, thank you very much, you've been great, like it always is. I kind of wanted a bit more. Did anyone you know get emotional?
My girlfriend got really emotional to it, started crying.
She did not?
She did, yeah.
Right.
And it's tricky, that, isn't it? Because obviously, I don't want to tell her that she's being silly, but it did feel to me she was being silly.
Yeah, well, I'm missing them, and it's only day one. Also, yes to Selena Gomez, quite close to Niall Horan at the moment, but they're just friends. But she was backstage at X Factor last night, spotted wearing a green jacket with a tank top underneath.
That could have been for anyone. That could have been for Che Chesterman. Yeah, it could have been anyone.
She was just kind of mingling with Niall's friends. They're definitely close. Did you see Adele?
I did see Adele, yes.
I thought it was great. I loved it that she actually just burst into laughter at the end. The laugh that we all know and love from this show. The voice of an angel, and then the... comes out. So good. I love her.
And then also, they left her mics on when she was saying goodbye as well, and she was there just talking to the judges. See you later, darling.
Bye. Yeah. Oh, you look so much closer on telly than on telly. Shame it was pre-recorded, though, I think.
Yeah, when you know that that's happening, you're watching the show live, I've got to admit, it takes it... I don't know, it took a little bit away from...
Of the shine off of it.
Yeah, it took it from being a really exciting moment to something which you kind of know has already just happened.
I don't know why it was pre-recorded. It might have been for technical reasons, or maybe she's a bit scared, but she doesn't need to be scared, because you're Adele, biggest star in the world. This is an interesting tweet from earlier, which I saw. I'm the biggest fan of Bieber, One Direction, Ollie, and all cheese known to man, but I flipping loved Last Christmas by Slaves in the Live Lounge. That's from Naomi. She says, I've changed. It was good. Have a listen.
Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Merry Christmas!
I like it. Slaves.
Slay Slaves. That is, that is Slaves and Last Christmas from the Radio 1 Live Lounge.
But what do people expect from Slaves? Do you know what I mean? This is how it should be with them.
It's just that Christmas revolves around tradition, and anything that's not wham, people go, what's this? I don't like it. Should have stuck to Little Donkey.
BBC Radio 1.
Listen, you know the mixes that you get sometimes on Radio 1? You can now download all of them in full, or you can stream them live on the BBC iPlayer radio app. So this is new, like a new tab on the iPlayer app. So you can get Annie Mac's live mix, you can get the Nick's tape, you can get BBC Radio 1's essential mix. and Phil Taggart's mixtape, all the mixtapes that you love on Radio 1, can be yours anytime, but you need to refresh. All you got to do is get the latest version of the BBC iPlayer radio app for phone or tablet. Just search in your apps for BBC iPlayer radio app. So if you don't have that already, get downloading it. Maybe you just need like some mixes to kick off the weekend or for the gym or whatever. Get to the iPlayer radio app.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can't even see you. Ariana, focus on BBC Radio 1. This is Scott Mills. If you just put our show on, you've missed Dial a Carol today. The thing that we do every year, where we call up the University of Illinois. They've got a 24-hour carol service going, so you just ring them and ask for any song. We ask for Little Donkey because it's a Christmas banger. That'll be on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast later.
I really struggle with that Ariana Grande song because my old driving instructor, that's what he always used to shout at me.
What? Focus on me!
Yeah, always. But he'd shout it, especially if I was going wrong or it looked like I was about to crash or something like that. He'd just be like, focus!
Focus on me!
Focus! And it was always before an emergency stop as well, he'd say it, which I always knew I was about to have to do an emergency stop because he'd say focus beforehand.
You know that my driving test went wrong because of the three-point turn. You know about that, don't you?
Oh, was that the cat
walked underneath, stopping the three-point turn, and therefore I think denying me of my driving license didn't pass because of a cat.
But unbelievably, you can drive, can't you? I think a lot of people listening would not expect that. I remember the first time you came and picked me up in a car, I thought it was well weird.
Why?
I don't know, just weird seeing you drive.
Am I not the kind of person that you would imagine driving?
I don't know if it is, it probably is just me, but I can't imagine some famous people driving.
Like who?
You.
Can you imagine Rita Ora driving?
Rylan. I don't know why. Rita Ora driving, yeah, I can't imagine it.
Cheryl Nonando's very skinny, driving.
I can't imagine her driving. It's just, I don't know why, I think it's with really famous people, I just can't imagine being in a car, looking to my right and seeing them driving.
Them like looking in their mirrors, it'd be weird.
Yeah.
So yours used to go, focus on me.
Just shouted focus.
That's weird because mine used to go, you better play that sax.
No.
Transfer deadline day, live.
So this is happening on Wednesday. Relationship transfer deadline day is back on Radio 1. This is stressing some people out today, just because they've got exams as well as having to deal with what's happening in their relationship, and it's just a bit too much. Who was it on Twitter? Hang on. Hannah, please stop talking about relationship transfer deadline day. It's the same day as my dissertation deadline, and it's feeling very stressful to me.
Whoa.
Doesn't need to be stressed. All you need to know is that it's too cruel to dump somebody over Christmas if you are in a relationship. So, to make sure no one goes through that, no one's worried about their relationship over Christmas, the relationship transfer window closes at 3 p.m. this Wednesday, the 16th of December. Anyone in a relationship after the deadline must stay with their partner until after Christmas on Wednesday, the 6th of January. So no transfers in between. Now, I'm very excited about this Wednesday. Some people, this is the highlight of their year for this show.
It's an event, isn't it? I think we should encourage anyone. I mean, a lot of people obviously go to work in a tie, but if you're one of those that don't go to work in a tie, perhaps don don a tie for that day.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Let's take it seriously.
Yeah, we'll be suiting up, won't we?
Yeah.
And for some people, it really signifies the start of Christmas on Radio 1.
Strange, that.
As always, I can tell you, on Wednesday, we have an amazing team of reporters to help cover all of the action. Ollie Mears is back again. We've re-employed him as our eye in the sky, watching over the final few hours as people break up, potentially. Last year, he was in a love copter. This year, we've gone all out. We've spent some money on the love balloon. That is a hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon, yeah.
Looking over everywhere in his new vehicle. It's not a vehicle, is it?
It's
not a vehicle. Well, it's a balloon.
Oh, whatever. It's a love balloon.
Anyway, Mers will be keeping us up to date from the sky. And Chris Carmara,
yes,
football expert and relationship transfer deadline day veteran, will be bringing us all the latest from the world of celebrity potential breakups.
Cammy is such a legend, right? And it wouldn't be transfer deadline day without him. In fact, I've got to play this, Scott. You know, Cammy has these really strange moments where he seems to get things wrong. This is perhaps one of his finest moments when he managed to miss a sending off at Portsmouth.
Is it fair to say he sometimes misses things?
Oh, all the time.
Put Oldham in front against Gillingham's alone from Doncaster Rovers, and Doncaster themselves have scored against Plymouth. They're on the brink of the playoffs at the moment. James Coppinger has got that goal, and we're off to Fratton Park where there's been a red card. But for who, Chris Kamara?
I don't know, Jeff, has there? I must have missed that. Red card.
Chris, have you not been watching? I haven't. I don't know where that's come from, Chris. I have no idea what has happened there. What's happened, Chris?
I don't know, Jeff.
Oh, wow. So he'll be missing all of the celebrity relationship news on Wednesday.
That's I'm why so we, that's... I'm Scott, I just love him so much. I'm so happy he's back for another year.
Unbelievable, Jeff. That's kind of why we get him on, though, because he's gloriously out of touch. And also on the list, Joe Sugg, the internet sensation, will be monitoring your tweets, your social media, and be in control of the whole internet on relationship transfer deadline day. Also, on our lineup, Brad, James, Connor and Tristan from the Vamps will be in Terms and Conditions HQ, giving you all of the terms and the conditions. Also, back for another year, Radio 1's Alice Levine, monitoring all your texts and calls for news on the day's last-minute breakups and breakdowns. And, of course, there's you on the rumour mill for another year.
Me.
And me, the anchor. So make sure you're listening on Wednesday from 1pm. And also, if there are any little tiny things that maybe are annoying you about your girlfriend or boyfriend in the run-up to the big day, where you or them could call it all off before Wednesday, 3pm, send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Anything that's slightly annoying you about them before this relationship transfer deadline day.
It's good, even those really minor things. I've noticed so many people on Twitter are messaging boyfriends and girlfriends saying, you need to step things up a little bit, relationship transfer deadline day is on the way.
It's coming, it's this Wednesday. So let us know if there's anything annoying you at the moment about your partner. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Use my email.
No one should end a relationship on account of the Scott Mills Show. Scott Mills and Chris Dyke are the last people in the world who should be giving relationship advice. Breakup should only be brought forward to the 16th of December if they were already planned for the Christmas period. Your happiness and your partner's happiness may be at stake if you attempt to dump during December.
To play that every time.
Transfer deadline day. Live.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sophie says, how is it nearly relationship transfer deadline day again? Feels like 5 minutes ago. Lucy says, actually, Mills, I've made solid plans for me and the boyfriend Wednesday evening just so he can't leave me. That's clever.
Wow.
Whatever you need to do, really.
Not a bad move.
Also, remember, this is only if you were thinking about dumping them in the first place. It's got to be done. Don't do it on account of us because we're just doing a relationship transfer deadline day. It's only if you were thinking of doing it. We're not influencing you in any way, OK?
Also, it doesn't have to be on that day. You could have done this all year. The point is, though, just don't do it over Christmas time.
Yeah, it's got to be done by Wednesday the 16th at 3pm. That's all we're saying here.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One.
This is Scott Mills. I reckon this is happening a lot all over the country at the moment. David just texts his girlfriend while he's at work going, do I have anything to worry about on RTD, relationship transfer deadline? She went, wait till Wednesday.
Ooh.
A lot of uncertainty around at the moment, but it's persuading partners to up their game a little bit, I think. This is Church's An Empty Threat on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's what I did yesterday, which I thought was a great idea at the time. Christmas shopping after two glasses of wine, just two. About 2 hours later, got it home, a bit later in the evening, opened the bags, actually fairly misjudged presents.
Oh, no.
Like, not very good stuff at all. General rubbish. At the time, seemed hilarious.
Classic Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well done to this person who got their secret Santa gift for work. £5 limit after two beers. Spent £19 on a stress mushroom. What even is a stress mushroom? What is that? That was Ray Shrummard. Coming up, Robin Schultz, Sia and Nothing But Thieves.
Yeah! BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
Who's that?
Hi, it's Kirsten in Southampton.
Hi, Kirsten in Southampton. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
You were talking about crappy Christmas presents.
Yeah, it's that time of year. We were, yes.
Yes. So when I was 13, I lived with my dad and my stepmum. And they used to, like, walk in their dog. And I occasionally used to get dragged along with them. And we used to walk them along the beach. And once I picked up a stone and said, that's pretty.
This is what we do on the South Coast, Chris, if you're what? From the South Coast. A walk along the seafront, just because the sea there is obligatory. You have to do it.
Fine.
That's true, isn't it, Kirsten?
It is. So dodging the dog poo.
Yeah,
that's it. I found this stone.
So you found a lovely stone.
it was okay. It wasn't the best stone in the world, probably. However, come Christmas, my dad and stepmom were really, really pleased with themselves. So I thought, okay, I was 13, you know, teenage girl. And so at Christmas, when we put presents under the tree, rather than doing the traditional thing and wrapping the present up and putting it under the tree, my dad and stepmom thought it was very, very funny to write notes that lead to another note that eventually lead to the present.
Oh, so it's like a treasure hunt. You have to kind of work for your presents. You can't just open them under the tree. There's like notes in that.
Yeah, so after like a few festive glasses of wine, they thought this was like the funniest thing ever.
Right, and so where were the notes?
Oh, different places every year. Once one was in the loft, that was tricky. Washing machines, different cupboards, the car, the garden, anywhere.
Rubbish.
Yeah, it was really rubbish.
Just let me open my presents, please.
Yeah, exactly.
In this particular year with the stone, where was the note?
It was in the washing machine. And then the second note was at the neighbour's house, which is where the present was.
So you had to go to the neighbour's to get your Christmas present?
Yes.
And after all of that, so you've looked in the washing machine, you've gone to the neighbours, you've found the notes. What was the present?
I opened my present and it was a stone polisher.
What's the stone polisher?
Okay, so you put like a rugged stone that you find somewhere and you fill the stone polisher with different grains of sand and eventually you get a nice, polished, shiny, pretty stone.
Right. So it makes your stones look
shiny.
Better.
Shiny. Yeah.
Right, and then that was two notes and a trip to the neighbour down the road.
Yes.
And how did that make you feel?
Pretty disappointed. I've got to be honest.
Yeah, it doesn't fill me with excitement, that.
It didn't fill me with excitement either.
It's your own fault for picking up that stone and saying that you liked it when you were 13 in the first place.
I disagree. It's their fault for making me walk the dog.
Here's the thing, right? When you're trying to buy Christmas presents for people, I do look for clues. Like buying a Christmas present for my girlfriend's a nightmare.
Why?
Right? But I look for any clue.
Here's the thing, right?
That will help me on my quest.
Mm. You're not going to like this, Chris. I know your girlfriend fairly well.
You do.
I would exactly know what to get her for Christmas.
I know. But
and how come you don't know
right,
that?
So here's the problem.
I know everything that she likes.
You do. Probably more than me. I could trust that we could go shopping and we would find something that I think she would like.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be 100% sure if it's you just trying to catch me out.
No.
And do something funny.
Why don't you let me do it for you?
No.
You don't need to be involved at all.
No, we've got an agreement that we do that with each other's mums and that's the limit of it. The girlfriend thing's just too tricky. Because I genuinely don't know if you're telling the truth or not.
I know exactly what she would like.
Yeah.
I know what girls like.
I think you do. I do actually believe that if you were being sincere about it,
but you're worried.
A lovely present.
You're worried that I'm going to get a joke present and make you look like an idiot, which I wouldn't do.
It's like, it's complete hit or miss. It's like when I watch Don't Tell the Bride and the guy's got to work out which wedding dress to get. It is a complete lucky draw.
But I know exactly the kind of thing that your girlfriend likes doing. I like exactly the kind of thing that she would like to receive.
Yeah.
I know it all.
I look for clues, though. I do feel like I need to look for clues. So if she did say pick up a stone, I would then think to myself, ah.
You need a stone polisher.
What you need is a necklace with a stone on. That would be my train of thought.
Kirsten, is there anything that you really, really want for Christmas this year that's not a stone polisher?
I don't know. The guy earlier that had the Nando's voucher was in competition with me, so...
Yeah, so Grimmy was talking about that this morning, wasn't he?
He was, yes, and I found it very funny.
Are you going out with anyone at the moment?
I'm married.
Okay. Have you dropped any hints as to what you want?
I've dropped quite a lot. I started about September.
Okay, what did you say?
I said a digital radio for the kitchen.
Good, yes.
That's not a hint.
Sorry, that's not a hint.
Not really a hint there.
That's like, you might as well send a link to it from online.
I do that. I want this.
You have to kind of help husbands out because they either don't listen or don't pay attention. So really, I was doing him a favour.
Anything else that you've massively dropped a hint at?
I suggested a car, but I've...
Right, but once again, that's not a hint. That's I want a car.
Please may I have?
Right, okay, please may I have a car?
You used to get stones, mate.
Yeah, fair point. You know what? I'll be grateful for anything.
Okay, a stone polisher it is.
No.
Well, I hope you get what you want.
Thank you.
Good to speak to you. Love you, bye.
Andy, love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. The
Scott Mills Daily. I'm obsessed with Sia at the moment. I don't know why. It's quite a new obsession, but she's my favourite. Did you see her on Graham Norton?
No. On form?
Yes. Love her. She can't see a thing cause fringe, so she has to be guided everywhere. So good. And her laugh, you heard her laugh, she's like... I'm obsessed with her. I thought she was brilliant with Grimmy recently as well. That is Alive by Sia on Radio 1. Does give me slight chest pains, though. The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, it's so nearly Christmas now. That is The Pose and Kirsten McCall and Fairy Tale of New York on BBC Radio 1.
Scenes. That's a phrase I hate, actually. You know, when people just write scenes.
Scenes. Goals.
Scenes. Feels.
Doing Christmas with this one. All the feels. All the feels.
Look what the boy bought me.
That's The Pogues and Kirsten McCall. I'm Fairy Tale of New York. And here is Sir Gregory of James for today's Real or No Real. Hello.
All right.
All right.
Nice to see you all. Wait,
our
seat's
open, mate.
You all right?
Yeah, OK.
So, we have the Radio 1 Christmas party tomorrow night.
Certainly do, yeah.
Don't like to talk about it much on air, and I'll certainly be not doing that tomorrow, but I just wanted to know what you're wearing, please.
I don't know. I honestly haven't really thought about it yet.
You're a stylish guy. I know your turn-up is something great.
Sorry, I don't know. I'm not particularly stylish. I think I'll be
Shirt.
Shirt. I imagine shirt
and some trousers.
I imagine shirt and trousers.
Have you prepared your small talk?
I haven't.
Just write some talking points in the back of your hand.
No, I'm planning to get so drunk that everyone leaves me alone.
Yeah, I do actually. I have done that before. I have written talking point starters on my hand.
Should we do it? Should we make it really obvious as well? Weather.
So, what do you do?
Things to say to Pete Tong. Yeah.
So, it's never awkward, actually. People were lovely at the Christmas party, so that'll be tomorrow, but I will have some notes on my hand, so if you see some red pen, that'll be what.
I wonder who's going to make a beast of themselves this year.
Not me.
It could be anyone.
Those days are over, my darling.
No, I'm gonna take you by the hand tomorrow, I'm gonna lead you
astray.
I think we should.
Okay, it's been a while actually. We should.
Remember that time after the Brits?
Oh Lord! Mm. And here's today's Real or No Real.
Matt Edmondson is hosting a Radio 1 weekend DJ Christmas lunch, where he's asked his guests, Dev, Alice Levine, Kel Spellman and Danny Howard, to bring their own gravy.
BYOG.
Yeah.
It's a BYOG party.
Well, this is a new one then. So this has not happened before. This is a clique doing their own sort of pre-lunch before the party.
Well, it's not really a clique. It's just a load of presenters that work together of a weekend. And you see...
Well, that's a clique. It's a defined group of people. It's
no,
a
because
clique.
They work on the weekend, so they don't have weekends free. So they spend a lot of time with each other because they'll have like a Monday or a Tuesday off instead.
Mr. Jam's not on that list?
It's a Radio 1 one.
You know, it's...
Oh, he's on Radio 1.
It's very similar to when I used to work at W.H. Smith's as a kid. You know, the weekend team would be completely different to the weekday team.
Yeah, and they stick to themselves.
Yeah, you'd have your Joe Wileys during the week on the tills, and at the weekends it would be us lot.
Mm.
Yeah. Party time.
Yeah. So, is there a Radio 1 weekend DJ Christmas lunch hosted by Matt Edmondson, but he's telling people that they have to bring their own gravy because it won't be supplied?
Yeah, hates gravy.
Yeah, he hates gravy.
What is that about?
Mm. He hates... There's two things I've learned about Matt Edmondson. Is he hates gravy and moths.
At what point did you find out he didn't like gravy? I didn't know this.
He did it on Rage Against the Arms Machine with me, and we genuinely fell out on air. Because we do get on.
Yeah,
and
then, I know.
But on the radio, I couldn't hide it. I was really annoyed with him.
Everything has to be dry. I once heard him ordering a burger, which was he made it. He didn't just say, like, oh, look, I just want a burger, and can you make it plain, and leave it at that. He went into a very... very descriptive detail,
and it must be dry
about how dry he wanted his burger. Like, he was like, and I must emphasize, no sauce. If you're thinking of even putting a tiny bit of sauce, no sauce.
It must be as dry as my wit.
It was like
or
that.
Else.
And but I do like the idea that they're grouping up, they're doing something nice before the Christmas party. I mean, obviously
festive.
We weren't invited because we're on air.
Stop saying it's a click and stop being bitter about not being invited. It's for weekend people. Real or no real?
I think this is absolutely real.
And then does this mean we can see them in the evening or is this an all-day thing for them?
This is an all-day thing just for them, no outsiders.
I think this is real.
Definitely real.
That one is no real.
Oh. But he is having a Radio 1 weekend DJ Christmas lunch, which he is hosting. But he doesn't believe in gravy, as we know, because he doesn't like getting food wet.
He doesn't believe in gravy.
I don't like getting food wet. And next.
In 2013, the most borrowed book from the Houses of Parliament's library is called How Parliament Works.
Well, that's a worry.
Politics for Dummies.
I'd rather that, though, than Harry Potter, because if you think about it, you know, it's a library at the House of Parliament. At least it's sort of slightly work-related.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're getting a book out called How Parliament Works.
And you'd hope.
Which suggests that they're all idiots.
By the time they get there, they've sorted it and they know that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
No?
At least they're reading it, do you know what I mean? Mm. So at least they'll know at some point.
It's like if you caught a producer at Radio 1 reading a book about Radio for Dummies.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, how to work the desk. Then you'd
Christmas
be
party tomorrow, Scott. Let's not make too many enemies. We've already managed to isolate the weekend team and now you're going after the producers.
It wasn't me that isolated them. I said that they were very entitled to have their own thing. Weekend. You were the one going, I've not been invited. So real or no real, in 2013, the most borrowed book from the House of Parliament, the library, is called How Parliament Works.
Did that be turned away if I went to the lunch?
The what? Weekend one?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
They'll probably have security on the door.
To make sure you're not bringing any gravy.
I think this is probably real, I'd say. This is one of those ones that someone's found out and can't believe it, so has told everyone.
Stark?
No, real.
That one is real.
Wow. Yes. The guy was taken out 16 times that year by MPs trying to get to grips on the complicated workings of Parliament.
Oh, wow.
And finally...
Mason Noyes didn't perform with the rest of the group on X Factor last night because he arrived late at the venue after turning on the Christmas lights at Flamingoland in Yorkshire.
please let this be real, please.
Oh, I didn't notice. So there was a big group performance to Downtown, wasn't there?
Yeah.
A mash-up.
Yeah. Some of those
Mash it up,
boom. I've never seen half of those people, and I have watched it. I'm like, who's that? I don't know who that is. Maybe it was... Your memory goes, doesn't it? Like on X Factor. Once they're out, you're like, oh. And then you see them at the end, you're like, really? Were you ever in it?
Yeah, that's showbiz.
But that is a dilemma for someone like Mason Noyes, isn't it? An appearance on the X Factor final...
Or bit of money, turning on them lights at Flamingoland. I mean, I know that I'd be torn.
Any more mentions of this place and you're a shoe-in for next year.
Are you trying to get on there? You're trying to get in for next year.
That's what I'm hoping. Flamingos, not X Factor.
Once again, just wanted to say hello to everyone at Flamingoland.
What's cracking at Flamingoland then? Is that just a theme or is that...
I'd say there's a lot of flamingos involved.
Yeah, there is flamingos there.
Really?
Yeah, my brother's been.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
To do a recce. To see if you, do you have the right technical specifications for Scott Mills, me DJs?
So, Mason Noyes did not perform with the rest of the X Factor group because he was turning on the Christmas lights at that place in Yorkshire. Real or no real?
Go on, real.
I like to think that he's got integrity and would go to Flamingoland, so I think this is probably real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
But he didn't perform... with the rest of the group, for some reason, we don't know why, possibly too busy backstage dissing Liam off of One Direction on Twitter. Did you see that? Ooh. At the end of that round, real or no real?
I got nothing. Greg got 10.
Yeah.
What's on today, my love?
Today we have a brand new North Star caller. Father Christmas calls some wonderful children ahead of the big day in a few weeks' time. North Star caller at 5:10.
Oh, I love it when he's on, because that's when you know it's proper Christmas on your show.
It warms the cockles.
Doesn't it? Isn't it just? And we're back on tomorrow with an innuendo bingo, and that'll be at 1:45. We're thinking of going quite extreme on bingo tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
We haven't done this for a while. What are you saying, Chris?
Maybe go solo. I'm not keen on the idea, but I know it makes you laugh.
Oh, it's the... please do eggnog.
I'm thinking eggnog or gravy.
Oh no, why?
Yeah, get Matt Edmondson here as well.
Well, I know, but he's been ill, you see, so I don't want to infect anybody else. So I'm thinking of an extreme one on his own tomorrow.
I like it. My favourite one you've ever done was when you were on your back and it was yoghurt.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's what I think what he's talking about.
My favourite one was on his own with spaghetti hoops. Very good.
He loves
good.
It. He watches it in his own time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow, it's time we did an extreme innuendo bingo with Chris by himself at 1:45. Scott Mills, BBC.